This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Into the 4 o'clock hour we go. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. The song is perfect for this tone of voice. Padres, Dodgers. What day is it? Saturday.
You may need to know that, Tony. Might be a requirement.
Are we doing the tickets?
Yes, we're doing both of those.
All right. Chance to win a pair of tickets to Saturday's San Diego State game against Hawaii. You can also have a chance to win a pair of tickets to Cake in the first ever concert at Front Wave Arena this Saturday with the game of Chris versus the Fans coming up your way here shortly.
Also,
did I miss one?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I got two.
Oh, you're at the top of the page. You will win a pair of tickets to Cake. Wait, did you already say that? I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's bad. I do remember Tony saying this now.
I literally said it like five seconds before that.
I know.
Where'd my dinger go?
Where'd my dinger go?
Where'd my dinger go?
All right. Yes, you did say it. My bad. My bad. That, you know what? This week I have not got the sleep I'm normal. Never mind. I'm just going to move on.
this is spiraling out of control. Chris, your camera is not on you.
I've been trying to get his attention.
My bad.
It's all good.
Sorry, everybody.
It's not okay.
All right, should we just hop? You got some contestants?
We do, but this hour is brought to you by the Roofing Professionals.
That one I hadn't read yet.
At Extreme Roofing, I looked at Tony like, the Roofing Professionals at Extreme Roofing of San Diego. Mother Nature is unpredictable, and so is the San Diego rain. Don't wait till your roof suffers damage. Call Extreme Roofing of San Diego to prepare your investment from catastrophe. Schedule your roof inspection now. 619-334-ROOF. 619-334-ROOF or online at extremeroofs.com. Now it's time for Chris versus the Fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Now, while you were gone, Chris, the game was not great.
It wasn't. I'm more than willing to admit that. It definitely needs you.
You're the only one that can do it, even though we've tried it in the past and it's been okay. But this time it was a complete disaster.
It was terrible this time. I'm not going to lie. We couldn't get out to first question.
Well, thank you for missing me a little bit. I wanted to take a second.
Well, I didn't say that. I just said the second stuff.
I was just assuming that you missed me.
I said that.
I want to say hi to a couple of folks. If they could be listening, they're from Iowa. Their name is Mike and Carla. We met them on the cruise, and I told them that I would mention them when we got back to a Chris vs. the Fan segment because they were my teammates in the progressive trivia contest that they had on the ship. Every day at 5:30, they guessed 20 questions, and they kept track of who got the most answers right. And I thought, you know, I'm good at trivia.
Yeah.
And I told Mike and Carla, my teammates, my new teammates, newfound teammates from Iowa.
Where in Iowa?
It was outside of Des Moines. It wasn't Dubuque.
Okay.
But they said they're going to start listening to the show. So if you're out there, guys, hi and thanks. But with my input, we finished in fifth place, which is terrible. There was only like seven teams. And I thought it was ironic because there were several sports questions, and I missed a bunch of sports questions. And it was just not like me to do that. I thought it was ironic. One of the questions was, what is the fruit that is at the top of the Wimbledon tennis trophy? And I was. They looked at me like, "Come on, you got to know this." No, they have a pineapple at the top of the Wimbledon.
I didn't know that either. Never knew that.
That was the kind of thing I didn't know. But, anyways, ironic
That's a
because
pretty
I'm
specific sports question.
Yeah, they
it's
were
not
tough,
even a sports question.
I know
by
they
the
were
way.
Tough questions all the way around. We didn't do very well. I thought it was ironic since I'm supposedly a trivia king. It's just proof that there's always somebody out there who knows more than you do.
All right. Fruit questions are now going on the list.
Yes, put some fruit questions
out Actually,
there.
I did get a pretty good suggestion for some questions throughout the football season, so I have a couple here today. The rules, you have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get... I'm making sure Tony can't. The cameras can't see what I just did.
Playa! Y'all just kept it moving. It was like a little short one.
Chris vs. the Fans is presented by SD Fat Loss. Lose 20 to 30 pounds in just 60 days. Visit SDFatLoss.com to schedule your free consultation. And again, if you're a first time playa, let us know before you get into it. And we will give you the first question for free today. Let's go to the contestants. Let's start with Alex in Cardiff. Hello, Alex.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hello,
Good afternoon.
Alex.
Are you ready to play, sir?
I'm ready to play.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
All right. What is the term for a catcher throwing out a base-stealing runner?
Picking him off?
It's like the official scoring term.
Mm. Caught stealing?
Sorry about that, Alex. I'm sorry. Is that too hard?
No.
Number one?
Okay. No, that's about number one.
Okay. Sounds good. Let's go to our next contestant. Oh, Michael in Lemon Grove. He came by Baja Rick's Cantina. Hello, Michael.
What's up, Michael?
Howdy do.
Hey, Michael.
Here we go. Veteran player. Question number one. What college did Baker Mayfield go to?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain. And the wave and we... Finish it, Chris.
Coming around the mountain.
No. The wave and wheat smells sweet.
Another one of Scravy's finest moments.
All right. Let's get to our next question.
If somebody would have said Texas... A&M?
I would have accepted it because technically he did go to both schools. Okay. All right, question number two. Who holds the record for the most strikeouts in a single major league season?
Batter or pitcher?
Good question. Pitcher.
Pitcher.
The Rocket. Stay there, Michael.
This record's not going to be touched, by the way. Nolan Ryan, I believe, 383.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't see anybody getting close to that because nobody pitches more than 200 innings. You'd have to strike out every batter.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy. 383 strikeouts in one season.
He beat Koufax by one. Koufax had 382.
That is ridiculous.
That's nuts.
Yeah. That is nuts.
Yeah, it is.
All right, let's go to our next contestant. We'll go to, oh, Rod. Keeper of the chat. Hello, Rod.
Mm-hmm. Yo, okay.
Hey, Rod. What's up,
Rod? Hello, welcome back.
Thank you,
Tony. Great to have you on the show. And first time I'm playing with Tony on the phone. Let's go.
Let's do
it. All right. Here we go.
Good deal, Rod.
All right, Rod. Kirk Cousins is playing Thursday Night Football tonight. What college did he play at?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Oh, that's a real good question. Let me hello that one because I don't know the answer, so I'm just going to drag this
one
out.
Wow.
By shouting out the YouTube chat and all the great, wonderful, positive community, love you all. I don't know the answer.
I love how you took your time and you did that. All right, Chris,
you got to
buzz
him still. That's, yeah. You got to buzz him still.
Oh, sorry.
Tony wants a buzzer.
Here we go.
Sorry. That's what you get for playing with Tony here, Rod. You get a buzzer. Michigan State was his
Spotton.
He's a Spotton, and he didn't really do anything.
No, he did.
Any great note
I
there.
Love you guys.
Thanks so much, though, man.
Thank you, too. I need to go home, everybody. I'm not even speaking clearly anymore.
Thank you, too.
All right, let's get to our next contestant, which will be Cameron in San Diego. Hello, Cameron.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Not too much. Ready to go?
Ready to go.
Here we go. Who holds the record for the most major championships in golf?
Tony's watching the game. What a play Lindor just made. Sorry to interrupt.
But... No, it's okay. Cameron, who holds the record for the most major championships in golf?
Jack Nicklaus.
There you go.
Jack Nicklaus is correct.
Lindor hit a shot into the gap and tried to stretch it into a double and would have been out by 10 feet.
Perkins made a
easily.
Nice throw play.
And he slid.
Terang dropped it, though.
Yeah. As Lindor was sliding on his belly around the tag, quite an athletic play to start that game.
Ah.
Go ahead, Scrape.
I don't know why Francisco Lindor's greatness bothers me so much.
I don't know either.
You know why? Because when he was 0 for the first 100 at-bats this year,
yeah.
You claimed that he was the worst player in the history of baseball.
I don't know that I said that.
And we told you to relax because it was early in the season.
I don't know.
Sounds like one of your panic moments right there.
I don't think I said that. All right, Cameron, here we go. Question number two. Who was the first woman to dunk in a WNBA game?
Boy.
Oh, God. This is either Lisa Leslie or Rebecca Lobo. I'm going to go with Lisa Leslie.
Lisa Leslie. Got
nice
it.
Job.
Nice job.
Well done. I would have missed that.
Really?
I was going to go with Brittany Griner. I didn't know that Lisa Leslie.
Oh, yeah.
Brittany
Lisa
Griner
was the first. The spark.
Good
yeah.
job.
I don't know why Brittany Griner.
At the form.
I don't know why. She did something too, though.
She definitely dunked. It was just years later.
Okay. Yeah. All right, here we go, Cameron.
You know
third
Lisa
and final
This is
question.
A quick aside. When I was working up in L.A. for a couple of years, Lisa Leslie scored in a high school basketball 100 game.
100 points, yeah.
100
right?
points, wait a minute, in the first half.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
What? You didn't know that part.
I didn't know that part.
In the first half.
How is that even possible?
And the other team went home.
After the first half,
yes, they
just
did.
Packed up and went home?
They said, well, the coach thought it was a little absurd that, you know, they kept feeding her the ball, and I almost don't blame him for pulling his team off the floor at that point.
Stop it, then. Hey. Why don't you?
Well,
you know, that was at a different time. You know, we were a little more sensitive to that. We weren't into just blowing kids off the floor like we are
in
now.
High school.
In high school.
So what? You lost by 100, kid. Keep your head up. All right. Third, final question. Here we go. This one's very difficult, but it is third. Who was the first non-American player to win NBA MVP?
Non-American.
First ever. Non-American.
Good question, Scrape.
Thank you.
Scrape went deep in the archives for this one.
I did.
Why have you guys got to do this to me?
I didn't do anything.
I'm blanking. I'm going to have to guess here.
Say I don't know.
I don't, I don't even have a good guess.
Okay, I'm gonna take that because then Chris doesn't get a name.
Yeah, you're probably better off not answering one because that does eliminate. I think it was rather recently, but I really am having kind of blanking on this. So my guess is going to be Magic Johnson. I think he was a French guy, wasn't he?
He's a French guy. Magic.
Hey, I didn't catch it at first. It
was, I mean, either. I was like,
huh? He said Johnson. I was like, I don't remember no
Magic. That is incorrect, Cameron.
You're going to be upset with yourself when you hear this answer.
Yes.
I know I am because I didn't even really think it through.
It's not new at all.
It didn't come to me right away, and yeah, I just didn't even worry about it.
Who Hakeem it? The Dream, Olajuwon.
Yeah, Hakeem was incredible.
Nice. So that's right. Game over. Nice.
Good
work.
Job, Cameron. Game over. Good job, Cameron. That's it for Christmas.
Real quick announcement. Padres-Dodgers related. The Dodgers will be flipping their starter. So Jack Flaherty is now no longer pitching game one. He'll pitch game two.
Oh.
Yoshinobu Yamamoto will pitch game one.
Who also faced the Padres in Korea.
Yes, he did.
So he didn't have a good outing against them.
Padres have hit him well in both outings. And he had a better outing the second time around, but Padres have swung the bat well off of him. So there's that.
It's going to be stressful starting Saturday night. It just is.
It just is. There's not really any.
There's no other
that.
Way around it. Yeah. I mean, you're not going to win 3-1. So get ready to hunker down, everybody.
Nor should you in this time
of
year,
right?
That's
right.
All right. Let's get to break. More Gwen and Chris on the other side. Our NFL pick 'em.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back. We're going to wrap things up with our NFL Pick'em segment. As that last clip proved, your partner, Jesse Agler, has been on fire during these playoffs, Tony.
Yes,
his calls
yes.
have been on point all the way. And you can tune in and hear Jesse and Tony Saturday at 5:38 for Game 1 of the NLDS. All right, we're going to switch to some football, our weekly Pick'em segment, Scraby.
Who's playing tonight, by the way?
We got the Bucks and the Falcons tonight, which is why... you got some lineup decisions. Yeah. You better get to that.
I just really love seeing the Falcons in primetime for like the 20th
time. The ninth game in a row.
Even though they've only played 4 games.
Does anybody
they've been
know
on
why?
Primetime night. No.
Okay. I guess Kirk Cousins is, you
You're
know,
about
ratings.
To make something up right
I
there.
Was. I was going to say Arthur Blank has influence or they really
I
like.
I don't know what they're doing with the Falcons.
The bird, the
Too
Falcon.
Too much Falcons. Play it.
Well, no, that's the wrong one.
Gosh,
you're on fire today, dog.
This has not been a good day for me. Everybody.
You better hurry up because we got 4 minutes now.
I don't know where.
Game.
Oh, here it is.
It's time for Tony and Chris to face off. Playing for a season-long prize of pride.
I see pride. I see power.
The guys make their picks. And then they stress over their picks all weekend.
No! Please, no! No! No!
Quinn and Chris, NFL Pick'em starts now.
All right, Tony leads 23-17. And you pick first, Tony, with the three-point pick. No game has anything larger than a seven-point spread this week. So, yeah. Very tough week to pick.
Give me Seattle with my three-point pick.
Seattle over the Giants at home. Which leaves me having to take your Niners, Scraby. When is McCaffrey going to be back? Do you think or no?
He went to Germany, so he should be straight in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, sure. Because you really just fly to Germany in the middle of seasons to get back in a couple of weeks.
That's exactly.
I think they are aiming for the second half of the season.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go the Niners anyway over struggling Arizona. Tony, two-point pick. They're
KC.
Tough this week. KC over New Orleans.
That's
Monday night game. I'm not going with Chicago ever. Which means I got nobody's favored by more than 3 points. The rest of the board. This is so tough this week. I'm going to take. We got to hurry too.
Yeah,
killing me.
Uh huh.
Green Bay at the Rams for 2 points. 1 point, Tony.
Give me Chi-Town. 1 point, baby.
You will take Chicago.
Yes, I sure will.
Over Carolina. I'll finish with. My goodness, this is tough this week. I'll finish with Pittsburgh over hurting Dallas. Okay, upset pick. Tony.
Arizona over the Niners,
for
baby.
7 points. You like old Kyler when
he plays well.
Crazy. You know, when Kyler Murray plays well, you feel like he's never going to be stopped.
And then
he goes 3 weeks without doing anything.
Yeah.
I'll take Carolina. I think they're going to go into Chicago and beat Caleb Williams and company. For 4 points.
Boom.
All right, we'll see how that turns out. Mets
what is
and
wrong
Brewers.
With you, Scraven?
Does anybody else hear something in the studio?
Over your pushing the wrong buttons and stuff, you mean?
Still
yes.
Here?
No, it's so weird. I don't know. I'm going crazy, everybody.
Yeah, you are.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, we got 4 hours tomorrow. We're hopefully going to have Mike Schilt.
Scheduled.
That's a better way to say it.
Scheduled.
Brewers are batting in the bottom of the first inning. No score. Game 3, the decider in the National League Wild Card Series. Padres, of course, moved on last night, taking out the Braves. And we got the Dodgers on Saturday. We got a whole day to talk about it tomorrow. Enjoy Thursday Night Football next. Again, the Falcons. Seems like Adam Klug made the NFL. We're not getting out now.
No, you got stretch.
No, I have one more minute.
One more minute.
I can tell Chris is like inching towards that. I'm like, buddy.
I can't say goodbye yet.
Not yet.
I think Adam Klug made the schedule for the primetime games this year.
Yeah.
Is that why Atlanta's on there again?
Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night.
Yeah, they've been on a lot already. It seems like my buddy down the way, Ryan, in my where I live, he's a big Tampa Bay fan, so he'll be geeked up for the game
tonight. The Bucks look good.
So far?
They do.
They didn't look that good last week.
Did they win?
2 weeks
no.
ago. They
2 weeks
hammered
ago, yes.
by Denver.
2 weeks ago, yeah.
They
the NFL
beat the Eagles
season,
last
the NFL season's been a little scrambly this year.
Scrambly, yes.
Who'd they beat last week?
The Eagles.
Yeah,
it was
they whipped the Eagles
without Devontae
Smith. Oh, that's right.
Smith
they did
AJ
have a
Brown.
Big, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Baker Mayfield playing well.
But it's been difficult to pick games this year in the NFL,
It
I
really
think.
Has. It has.
There it is.
Oh, the comfort blanket. The outro music. And now you get the outro and you're not doing anything.
Well, now I like to take my time. Music. Thank my friend Tony Gwynn Jr.
Welcome back, Christopher.
All right, thank you. Scraby, football next. We'll see you tomorrow at 2 on Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.